Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here!
Go! Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Game two between the Red Sox and the Brewers from historic Fenway Park. And for the second straight day, the Brewers employing an opener with Jared Koenig up against the right-hander Nick Pivetta. Now, the opener strategy worked well, struck out three of the first four batters he faced, then Colin Ray took the bulk of things. We pick it up in the third, an inauspicious rally beginning for the Brewers. With two outs and nobody on, Yelly doubled the opposite way on a 3-2 pitch. Then, Willie Adames drew a walk, and on that walk, Yelly stole third. So men on the corners, two outs, and one of the most notorious ambush hitters in the league, Jake Bowers, was at the plate.
And now the pitch. Line drive back up the middle, base hit. Jake Bowers into right center field. Yelich scores. Adames first to third. It's an RBI single by Jake Bowers.
And then the merry-go-round would begin. Josh Mauer on the call there. Then with Gary Sanchez behind 0-2 in the count, just kind of got wood on
it. Here goes Bowers, 0-2 pitch, swinging a line drive, poked into left center field. That's got eyes and falls for a hit. In from third comes Adames, first to third, Bowers. On a two-strike pitch, Gary Sanchez bloops a run-scoring single.
Now all of a sudden, it's 2-0 Brewers. Hey, good little two-out rally there. Nice job. How about the next batter, the homecoming, Sal Frelick in front of friends and family.
The pitch, swing, line drive, left field again. This one's falling fast. That one's in for a base hit. Sal Frelick will drive in a run at Fenway Park. In from third comes Bowers, the third two-out run of the inning. Frelick is 2-for-2 back in Boston.
And Sanchez only went first to second on the play, so not as much speed, of course. Joey Ortiz made sure to bring everybody.
Two on, two out, the 2-0. Line drive, left center field. That finds the gap. Base hit. Hits the grass, rolls all the way to the track. Scoring is Sanchez. It's bobbled by the center fielder, Duran. Rounding third is Frelick. He'll score without a throw, and it's a five-run rally with two outs.
In the blink of an eye, really in the span of 10 pitches, the Brewers had a commanding lead. Colin Ray took that and ran with it. He had a shutdown bottom of the third, leaving two stranded. A 1-2-3 fourth left the man stranded in the fifth. 1-2-3 6. And then he looked up at the hit column, and there's a zero there. He would allow a hit and a couple of runs in the seventh inning. Then in the eighth, in response after losing the no-no and losing the shutout, Bryce Terang added some insurance.
First pitch to him. Fly ball, deep right center field, racing back is Abreu, onto the track, wall, gone! Bryce Terang, insurance indeed! Solo blast for Terang, his third home run of the season, and the Brewers lead it 6-2.
Lane Grindle on the call. That insurance would help because in the ninth, a little rally produced a run for the Red Sox. Trevor McGill had to enter and relieve Hobie Milner after he threw nearly 40 pitches in this one. McGill allowed an inherited runner to score to make it 6-3, but made sure to end the game.
1-2. Swing and a miss. There's the curveball. He strikes out Hamilton, and the Brewers will prevail here today with a final score of 6-3. The Brewers have won this series. They can get greedy at Fenway tomorrow afternoon and look for a sweep.
Lane Grindle's call. Brewers win, looking for a victorious three-city road trip tomorrow as well.